Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines this hour, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or at DoralVolkswagen.com. If you guys are just tuning in, NFL trade deadline today at 4. The Jets and Colts have just agreed to a trade that sends Sauce Gardner to Indianapolis for 2 first-round picks. That is the biggest blockbuster here as we close in. Yeah, nothing else. Okay.
That might be the biggest trade, right?
I think so.
Yeah, because I can't think of anybody else that I would.
Unless like Max Crosby gets dealt. I think there's
Max Crosby,
about
Trey
that.
Hendrickson.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bigger than Sauce. Because Sauce was an all-pro.
No, I know.
2 years.
I'm just saying, that's the only other places there are to go. Pass rusher.
Running back.
No, they're not going to do it.
No. What I mean by if a running back, like for example, say the Kansas City Chiefs gets Alvin Kamara. That would be the biggest. That would be a big move.
Yeah, but they wouldn't give up no first rounder.
They're not going to give up first rounder. You're right.
Right.
But because we're talking about age.
That's how I'm looking at it, though. I'm looking at it as 2 first-round picks. That's the trade of the year. Right? Because nobody else – can you think of anybody else who – I didn't know that Sauce was getting traded.
Nobody did.
Right. Is there anybody else you could think of or any position that you could think of that would garner 2 first-round picks.
Like I said, it had to be one of those 2 high-level pass rushers that we mentioned.
Right.
There was a rumor that Quinnen Williams was rumored to be traded to Dallas.
He could get 2, right?
He's definitely getting 2 for Quinnen Williams.
But that's what I'm saying. Like when we were talking about the Dolphins roster, it's like, yeah,
they don't have anybody that can get that.
If you can get your socks knocked off, then
there's nobody on this team that would garner.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, they obviously know he's got the resume of Sauce Gardner.
That's probably what part of the problem is right now, is that you can't make trades because you ain't got nothing of value to anybody else. You're making assumptions.
Yeah, obviously. I'm making assumptions. Congrats.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if everybody has been talking about the Dolphins are going to be, you know, sellers, right? Nothing. Except Jalen Phillips. Probably means they think that their guys are more valuable than what they are. They're worth.
Yeah, I think if they got to the point, you know, like I don't know what they could be holding up on Bradley Chubb for. You know, you would think, unless they're just like, they're trying not to just make the cupboard so bare by the end of the year.
Right.
But, you know, I would say that that's probably the ones where you're looking at is that defensive side. Of where guys you could just fill holes in elsewhere. Minka.
That's it. All I can think of is Minka. I don't want to give up none of the young talent. You only really got 2 tradable pieces that aren't young. If that. That's a terrible spot to be in. Where nobody wants none of the players on your
team. They've done a very bad job. It's good that they finally got rid of the guy or mutually parted with the guy that was responsible for it.
Mutual departed.
Chris, I really think we should. Would you agree it's time to part ways? Me too.
Are you still going to pay me? Oh, you can do whatever you want, boss.
I mean, I wonder how much was left on his contract.
I don't know. Funny, they put everybody business out there except the guy who put in the business, who is actually making the deals.
The Panthers are back on the ice tonight. They're taking on the Anaheim Ducks at 10 o'clock. You can hear that game right here on QAM. Jake Paul versus Tank Davis. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. It is officially scrapped. That event has been canceled. It was scheduled for next Friday. So if you bought tickets, and I heard there wasn't a lot of you who did. If you did, I believe.
You think they just came up with a reason to cancel it because the sales weren't good?
No, I think Gervonta Davis carried a lot of baggage that Netflix did not want on there.
Right.
They didn't want that stink on them, especially when they got Alicia Baumgartner as the co-main event. I don't think that they want that. You know, it's like Jake Paul's this big champion for women's boxing. Now, I will say, it's nothing that hasn't been in Tank Davis's past before, but you know what it is, timing on these things. So if it was an official sellout, would they be less inclined to do it? Maybe not. I think if it's all feels like it's going rotten, you've already moved from Atlanta to Miami. Miami wasn't selling well. I don't think people are into it. I don't think people are into Jake Paul fighting a tiny guy. You know? Even if he is as dangerous in his weight class as anybody, I just don't think people are into it. And I think he's like scouring, trying to find him another fight.
Mm-hmm.
He's reportedly approached Ryan Garcia. De La Hoya won't let him do it. Apparently there was rumors about Terrence Crawford that he went at him. Then there was rumors that he was going at Anthony Joshua, but they got to see if they can get that cleared contractually. So we'll see. But I think everything on the front of having a Miami fight night is not happening with Jake Paul in the near future. I know Jay Fig is very busted up about that.
Oh, no. I was looking forward to that. That's crazy.
Would you look forward to him fighting Francis Ngannou?
I would look forward to him not fighting anyone, actually.
Interesting. Francis Ngannou and him were getting into it on Twitter today.
So they might fight?
No. Francis Ngannou said yesterday, he's like, it's beneath me. I don't want to do it. It makes no sense for me.
I agree.
All right. I'm going to give him a little beat down. So he probably hasn't been training.
Ngannou?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. To be ready in 3 weeks? I don't know. If they did it in December, middle of December, he'd have enough time to train.
Right.
He'd be all right. He'd be all right.
The first time Spain game might be the worst game imaginable.
Yeah, I think the NFL is regretting these two teams going now.
Because they got Marcus Mariota against the Dolphins?
I mean, it should be playing in Honolulu then. I mean, you have two Hawaiian, two Samoan quarterbacks going. But, yeah, Madrid, it's not going to be fun. Mm-mm. Not the game you want to showcase.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of had a give and take. Like, the Thursday night football games have been good this year, but the international games have been putrid. They have not been good.
And last year,
it's kind of one of those things. They don't feel like they have to. They just said, send whatever. They'll be fine. What do they know? They don't know.
That's messed up.
They don't, though. Miami's men's basketball team, by the way, opened up with a win yesterday, 86-69. So Jay Lucas gets his first win over Jacksonville. So good for him. The Heat, they beat the Clippers yesterday, 120-119. Bam Adebayo, fantastic. They got the Joker tomorrow. Times are changing. Times are changing right now.
And why is this?
Beat Kawhi Leonard for the first time since 2014. Now it's time to give Joker the business. I'm sorry. And, you know, it's...
You're talking about Mr. Triple-Double?
It's time to give him the business. It's time to give him the business.
Who's going
to
give him the business?
All of us. All of us here.
Fam, you know he owned you guys, right?
I know, but like, so did Kawhi. That's what I'm saying. Turn of the tide, Vlad. Different times.
One guy's hurt. All the time.
Well, he's not hurt now.
Kawhi?
He's not hurt.
The other guy, he's too slow and fat to be hurt. He's just good.
He is good. No one's denying. Hey, nobody here has said that he's not good. I'm just saying. Things feel different. Maybe time for something different.
I don't think so.
Things are flowing right now. Things are vibing right now. Did you see them celebrate Norman Powell yesterday? Getting his win? against those rat bastard Lion Clippers. You can make little shell game companies for Kawhi Leonard. You can't do that for Norm Powell. Good. Your loss is the Heat's gain. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Something different. You don't smell that? You don't feel that in the ether?
No.
It's vibes right now, dude. I'm telling you. Vibes are high. Vibes are absolutely high right now. If you want to blatantly ignore it, that's fine. But I'm telling you. Vibes are high right now. We'll take a break. I don't like that. What are you doing?
I don't know.
What was that? Don't take your headphones off. Don't take your headphones off. You know, just get to tap out.
It's a break.
No. It was a break until you got a little snarky there. What was that?
Yeah, that was too early.
No, you got a little snarky. What was that? No. Do tell. We do have a radio show, so please. What was?
We still have time.
Mind there. Yeah, no, do tell. What's been a week?
Vibes are high.
Talk to the microphone. Do me a favor. Bring your vibes to the
microphone.
It's
been a week.
Uh-huh.
Give it some time.
You're down on it.
What's your problem?
I'm not down on it.
What's your problem, dude? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Okay. Here's one of my problems.
You catch the J-Fix today? What's your problem?
No, here's my problem.
You're a crankopotamus.
I'm not a crankopotamus.
Yeah, you are.
Here's the problem. Ooh. Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, great.
He said that already.
Here's the problem. This is the real problem. You get so over the top that I try to temper your enthusiasm because it's the first week, and then you call me a party pooper.
Yeah, dude, you'd temper my enthusiasm about winning the Powerball.
No, I wouldn't.
You would. Mm. All right. You're going to be like, taxes. That's you. That's you. I can't just enjoy my team.
You can enjoy them, but don't you?
Not really.
Hold on.
Not really.
Question.
Levi, you can't tell a person how much they can enjoy or not enjoy
a
person.
No. You don't think you go a little over the top?
I'm just telling you vibes are high.
No. You don't think you go a little over the top? Since we've done the show, you don't think
Have I said Heat in five?
No, but you don't think you go a little over the top?
I'm just enjoying the team.
Okay.
Enjoying the team.
Okay.
And you want to be like, no, don't worry, they'll blow it.
I didn't say that.
I didn't realize you had a cameo in Major League.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't put words in my mouth. I'll say exactly how I feel.
Let me reenact what you just did.
No.
That's literally what you did.
Vibes are high. I'm like, it's been 2 weeks.
That's not what you said. You mocked me and you went, that's what you did.
Yeah, because it's a little quick.
Is it?
How many games have we played? Six?
Seven.
Seven games.
Mm-hmm.
How long is the season?
82.
Okay. There you go.
When are you going to hop on board? When would you agree? 20? Because then you'll say, it's December.
No. I'd say 20 and then 10 of the first games Tyler's back. Because that's going to change it up a lot.
We'll see.
Tyler gets back, it's going to change it up a lot.
Maybe
it is. It is, because who's going to sit on the bench?
I don't know.
Okay. So that's why I said, I'll wait. I'm not going to get too.
D says or does ask a good question.
What's up?
Toby. If the Heat lose to the Nuggets tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
they go 1-3 on their road trip.
Yeah.
Are you still feeling?
It's a tough trip. It was a tough trip. Like I said, going into it, I would have been really happy with 2-2. Like, I definitely didn't want to go.
Say that too.
To the Heat. A 2-2 trip with these teams? I think that's a pretty decent trip.
Okay. All right.
You would disagree?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying,
you go 2-2 on this trip, that's a great trip.
Yeah. When did you say that? Did you say it during yesterday's show?
I said it last week. I didn't say it during your show. I probably did it on my YouTube. I said that.
Oh, okay. Because I don't.
But you would disagree? You don't think the 2-2 is a pretty good trip?
No, I think it's a start. It'll be a good trip against those teams. You play Lakers.
Is it just me or is he just like, is he Mopes McGee?
No, who'd you play? You play the Lakers. It'll be Denver. It'll be the Clippers.
And San Antonio.
San Antonio. Yeah. 2-2 would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to wait 30 games.
No, I just, okay, listen.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we get some more candy? Hold on,
Tobin. Hold on.
What's that?
That was the quickest, yo. You changed. You just dropped Leroy instantly. That was nasty.
I know how to put them against each other.
No, we were doing that. But the way because she was quiet, and then all of a sudden she was like.
That's your first word?
Oh, you know what? Let me put all the blame on Leroy. You just, you deflected that.
Yep.
Somebody said,
that's your hobnobber.
I'm Edwin Mope.
That's good. That's good. How do you feel about that, Leroy?
It's not a matter of that. It's that, like,
even his tone.
Tobin does this every year, and I'm
this
like,
is different.
Tobin was a mess last season.
Yep.
Let him have his time now.
Okay, that's fine. It's only been 7 games.
Okay, damn, 7 games. That
very entertaining
that we
games.
Have now that
what's
we didn't
the record?
Have last season.
4-3.
Damn, she didn't even come from the top rope. She came from the top perch.
Hey, all right.
It's a tough start to the schedule, though. It's tough. If the Heat.
Mope Solo.
Yep.
Greg Mopey.
Yep.
Are we not supposed to talk about them until December?
That's what Prez says. Yeah, no, that's what he wants me to do. Just maybe I'll be quiet.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm like,
just
but
stop expressing
you have,
joy.
Can I just say this?
Great.
You have, when your teams are doing well,
mm-hmm.
you lose perspective.
That's not true.
Really?
I have great perspective.
Because last year you was like, oh, we just going to go in and Heat in 5.
I didn't say that last year. And I wish you would stop saying that I said that last year, because I didn't say that last year.
What did you say about
previous years, yes.
What did you say about the Heat?
Last year?
Yeah.
Well, last year I was just trying to deflect blame because everybody was blaming me for ruining the organization, which I didn't do.
Okay. You did. You were the fire starter, which is the definition of igniter.
Bam Adebayo playing out of his mind. Nolan Powell,
I think
certified
he's just,
scorer.
I think Bam is just playing comfortable doing some of the things that he's been practicing and working on.
Spo, change man.
How is he? Oh, because he ain't playing defense?
That's not true. They played great defense in the second half yesterday.
Okay, I'm just you know Pelle
Larson.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you do.
He's putting emphasis on the running instead of the defense.
Pelle Larson, demon. Yep. Okay. Drew Smith. Mm-hmm. Something about him.
You better save that for Friday.
I will. Well, I've already you know scolded Frogboy for his disrespect, but I'm gonna tell you something about Drew Smith.
What about him?
Something about him.
Yep.
Yeah, he abused Chris Paul yesterday. Oh my God! He sent Chris Paul to like, you sent him to Century Village, bro.
Did he put him on skates,
dude? On every dribble, like it was bad because you know
it's really what the Chris Paul should really just be on the bench as a mascot.
No, he should retire. It's bad.
He's gonna take over his coach.
He doesn't. You know what he does? He does the notorious old man thing where he'll dribble, get into the middle of the paint, and then dribble it back outside just to pass the ball. And it was like, what was the point of you dribbling for 13 seconds? It was bad. It was bad. He was a liability on
defense.
Between
him and James Harden, are they both ball hogs?
It was bad. He needs to retire.
He's not very good anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
He's old.
He's 40.
Yeah. Guess what? No, you're not all like LeBron. Sorry, guys.
No, everybody can't be like LeBron.
You don't get to do that.
We're paying players like they're going to play like LeBron.
I think he's like, you see, LeBron, I did it too. And LeBron's like, yeah, Chris. You did 6-2. It too. You did it too. Take a break. Back after this. What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, ask me a legitimate question. 15 minutes of heat here brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Leroy was asking me during the break because we're going over the NBA slate tonight, Vlad. And we were like, oh, Sixers 5-1. You buying into them? And I'm like, And then I'm like looking at the record. A lot of Nets and Wizards in there, dude. Making that record look. I don't know if I believe in him. I don't know if I can. Edgecombe looks like he looks.
I believe in that backcourt.
That yeah. Their guards look sick. I just as long as like they cool turning it over to them and they're not like trying to still make Embiid a thing and he's not a mope, then maybe. That Edgecombe looks sick. He looks sick though.
Yeah.
That backcourt is the scariest backcourt.
Yeah, they look very dynamic. I can't lie. They look very dynamic. But
still got the big tree.
Still got that big mope on that team. And then Paul George, I mean, forget about it, you know.
Paul George back?
No, he's not. I think they got McCain coming back tonight.
McCain's coming back. They got a good future. They got a good three. They just got a nasty old two.
The Spurs just lost Dylan Harper for a few weeks. He got off to a really nice start with them. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a calf injury.
And San Antonio hasn't even had Fox yet.
Nope.
No.
Right.
Nope. But Harper was really impressive when the Heat lost them. I was like, damn, Harper's like, this kid's good. I mean, I don't know if you're surprised he was number two pick, but still. Oof.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Very impressive. Dolphins still waiting. No other moves. We got 2.5 hours. Let's get going already, huh? Let's go. Let's go, champ.
What are they going to do? They're going to sellers. They're not buyers.
Yeah, sell. I want some action.
What would you sell? There's nothing. You just.
I think it's time to move on from Ethan Bonner.
That was a good Shannon Briggs.
What do you think you could get from Ethan Bonner?
Matt Bonner.
Some Cafe Bustelo K-Cups.
I don't even think you can get that.
Krispy Kreme 6-pack. Not even a whole dozen.
Some puffs.
Donut holes. Can't even get the whole donut.
Can't even get the whole donut.
No, you know what you get? You get half-eaten donuts like you do here.
Oh, my God. Dude, like.
Wait, somebody cut a donut?
I love her. I love Lynn. I love her. But.
The people who cut the donut.
The women here.
The women.
It's
the women. The half donut row. They do little drive-bys with a little knife. Cut half. Now, I'm only going to eat half because I want to try a different one.
Don't they understand that if somebody sees a half cut up donut, they're going to think somebody ate from it and nobody's going to touch the rest?
No, they cut it, though. They don't rip it.
But it's still a donut supposed to look like a full donut. A half a donut.
You know what time it is, though? I'm into the pumpkin spice, right? Like fritters. They do those at, what do they call it? Yeah, the fritter, not the,
scones?
No, the big ass donuts.
Ooh.
Apple fritter. You know, I do apple fritters at Dunkin' or whatever. They have the pumpkin fritters. Those are good. The pumpkin cake donuts. Right? I think the old like cake donuts.
That's Calais Campbell.
You know what I'm saying? I know. Look at
it. Well, still doing it.
Still looks scared.
Still doing it.
Two sacks.
Monster.
Yep.
Just a pure monster.
You know where he would have helped?
It's a giant.
You know who's missing him?
Zach Sealer.
Yeah.
I think when Zach Sealer spoke to those kids today, did anybody ask
him? Oh, is it today?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you miss Calais Campbell and not this rookie?
He cried when he was asked that.
Excuse me. I need a minute. Excuse me.
Why is he crying, teacher?
Ooh, same. Yeah, Publix fritters. That's where you get them. I'm actually surprised Leroy likes anything pumpkin. No, I don't like pumpkin pie, but I like the pumpkin spice flavor and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a little fancy. I didn't realize
I'm not
that.
Fancy.
Yeah, you like you autumn. Fancy, that's huh? All right, dude. That's, hey, nothing wrong with it.
You like autumn. That's fancy.
He likes autumn. I think.
Wait. She's jumping on you now?
Hold on. Jennifer, let me ask you
how
this.
How is that fancy?
Here, let me ask you this. I'll tell you why. There's nothing wrong with liking pumpkin spice. However, don't you feel like in most cases, if we were to say we like pumpkin spice, old
1,000%,
flavor judger
1,000%.
Over here would have jumped
down
our throats?
Crazy? I don't like pumpkin spice anything.
It's too joyful.
Pumpkin spice is too joyful?
That's so random.
No, that's
I saw a flavor I thought of JFig when I was in Tennessee. It was this place. It was called like a Black Cat Espresso. I'm like,
ooh,
that's
that
goth.
Good.
That's JFig.
I'm like, did you try it?
No, I didn't want to risk it.
Missing out.
Didn't want to risk it.
Risk what?
I don't know. Just like
feeling emo.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, what? Black Cat Espresso? I don't know.
You didn't even at least took a picture. Say what
was it like?
What
like a martini?
No, it was it was just like a regular. It was a coffee house. It wasn't like a espresso martini.
You should have tried it.
Man,
coming from you,
it would have been stronger than Cuba coffee.
You like black coffee, so how would you?
I don't know that these Tennesseans know what they're doing. You know, it's not whiskey. It's coffee. Tell you what, those Vanderbilt bums, go get a job. All sitting there at like 1 in the afternoon.
They're nerds.
Place was packed, couldn't even get a seat.
They're nerds.
What is this, the greatest coffee house known to man?
Could be.
Oh, really? At the little coffee house at 1 o'clock?
It was crazy.
Is it like a bar? They watch the games or whatever?
No. They're all reading and talking and stuff and socializing. It's weird.
It's their equivalent of Starbucks.
They're all reading and talking. That's what they do at coffee houses.
No, they were socializing.
Open up their laptop.
What you think? You got this new song coming out? Yeah, it's about my truck. That's good. That's good. Always like a truck song. What do you got, Clyde? Got me a song about whiskey. Oh, man.
I could use one right now.
Only thing better than whiskey is this here Black Cat Espresso.
Should've
First of all, there's no way a redneck is going in there ordering a Black Cat Espresso.
Then why is it on the menu?
They're ordering coffee. Right?
Cup of Joe.
Yeah. Could you imagine a redneck going up in there? Take a redneck from David. Let me get that Black Cat Espresso. What is wrong
with
you?
Wait, time out. There's been some rednecks that's gone to a Starbucks.
Definitely.
They've ordered themselves an espresso.
Let me get that caramel macchiato.
I'm going to tell you, they don't have. I don't think they have. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Starbucks in Davie.
Yes, there is.
That's,
no.
That sounds like
there might be one on Davie Road. I can't remember. Nope.
There is one. There's got to be one on Griffin and University.
That's not Griffin.
Yeah.
I have
no.
Six Starbucks have already popped up on Starbucks Davie.
That's what I'm saying. He's wilding.
What?
Come on,
what
man.
One, two,
oh,
three,
you know
three,
where
four.
I know when that, you know where there's one?
There's
where?
Four.
It's on University and 84.
There's four on University alone.
Yeah.
Four on University alone.
Yeah.
It's one.
Minus one for a lot.
I just thought where I just remember when one was.
Minus one.
Take a break. Final segment coming up. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's give away those Mike Tyson tickets. If you guys want to go see Return of the Mike at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. We got your chance to win tickets. Who, caller? What do you want to do, Leroy? 4, 5, 6, 7?
Let's do caller number 7 to match the amount of losses of the Dolphins.
Fair. Caller 7 to 305-567-0560. Caller 7 will get a pair of tickets to see Mike Tyson and his Return of the Mike show at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel.
Want another
casino.
Trade?
Yeah.
Saints are trading
Shaheed
to the Seahawks. Seahawks are all in, too.
Well, they're good.
That must mean that Cooper Kupp injury might be a little bit more serious than we thought.
No other Dolphins trades, though, huh?
Nope.
Nobody wants these
guys. Look at the Dolphins team and then say, of a contender, if you are a contender, right, who you want off this team?
Larry Borum.
And that's what you do.
Man, this team stinks.
Yep.
And they're going to get throttled this week, yeah?
You think? No, the way the league is going, I can't even.
I feel like there's been like a good amount of blowouts. Like there's been some ass kickings lately.
Right.
You know? Bills, unless you think classic letdown game because, you know, the Bills had the Chiefs.
Right.
RVR says Alec Ingold. Do you think anybody wants Ingold for his deep passes? Sometimes you need a weapon.
Can I just tell you how ridiculous? One of the reasons why you don't have guys run those routes is because technically they don't run the routes well because you haven't practiced them. So when A-Chan's running the square in, he doesn't know that that thing, when he breaks it in, has to come slightly downhill so you don't get undercut. And what happened? He rounded that thing off. It got an undercut and he got a pick. So that sucks.
It's Matt Collins. I'm sick of his act, dude.
Oh,
walking in looking like the mascot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. Not for me. I know people thought he was cute with his little with his TikToks. Not me. Never been a fan. Well, I'm lashing out, obviously. I mean, we're sitting here losers.
Of course. With
losers, not
with
enjoying
zero,
football.
With zero. I mean, talent. It'd be different if everybody was calling all over the place to get your talent, and you could be like, well, at least we got some talent, right?
You know, like, you came into this year, and, like, I saw everybody say, like, yeah, this is going to be bad. A lot of the pundits said it all. I really didn't think so. I thought they were going to be better than this. But, like, I've been mostly disappointed in just how these losses have gone, too.
Yeah. Like, you know? they've all, and for me, they've all come differently, but have ended up being, like, the same type of disappointment. For example, every time I felt good about the direction that the offense was going, they trash it and start something else. And I'm like, why? You ain't that good to have a bag that big. Take a small bag, you know, be good at that, and then go from there. So, yeah.
Nightwolf says, learn to read the room better next time it's open. I'll try. I just don't like listening to Mike Florio.
Really?
Nah. I don't like listening to him.
I mean,
anytime he says something, him and that crony, Chris Sims, I mean, like, ugh.
We have, like, two. Kind of Jordan Poirier, who took out half the team.
Oh, my God.
And Matt Collins, who is just, you know, he wants attention.
Two of them both do.
On the TV at the same time.
I know, those two, they love attention. You know? And then they could just sit there. They can take a whiz on the Dolphins. But what are you going to do? I can't defend it right now. They're playing terrible.
And this week is
not going to be fun.
I'm getting blasted by my friends.
Why? What did they say?
Yeah, drive by three Starbucks just to go to the golf.
It was a ridiculous statement by you.
All right. I guess I'm wrong.
Especially for somebody who loves pumpkin spice as much as you do.
I don't. No.
What you said?
I only drink coffee here.
He definitely
here.
Did say that.
I said I like pumpkin spice fritters.
Flavors.
And the cake donuts. But I don't get like coffee and. No.
Look, if you like pumpkin spice.
I'll tell you what I did.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'll tell you what I did enjoy.
What?
Churro ice cream.
I've had it.
Cold Stone?
No.
So it's churro ice cream with cinnamon toast crunch, caramel, and nuts.
Sounds great.
It was delicious.
Interesting for somebody who says they don't like ice cream that much.
I don't. I like it every now and then.
You don't like ice cream. You're always at Cold Stone.
You're very loose on your
so
food takes.
I'm not the only one that lives in my house.
No, I'm just saying.
Like sometimes I go for...
A person who doesn't like ice cream that much, if they...
I go for the intangible side of my family, who likes mint chocolate chip and strawberry ice cream with...
Women.
With gummy bears.
That sounds delightful, too. But I'm just
saying...
No,
that's... I'm old. That's like playing chicken with your teeth.
You just told me you had churro ice cream with cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah.
You got fancy with the spices.
I wouldn't even do that.
Okay.
Really? Cinnamon toast crunch is...
I'm not saying it doesn't
Cinnamon toast crunch might go down in history as one of the best cereals ever.
It's a really good cereal. I'm not here to deny that. I'm just saying with you judging Snitchy Mouse and Big Spoon for having gummy bears, you kind of did the same thing.
What do you mean?
You did churros with cereal.
He also likes the gummy bears in his ice cream, by the way.
I know.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
You were talking about it last
Frozen gummy bears. I do not like them. No, I was not. Mm-mm. I will fight everybody in this room saying I like no, because frozen gummy bears, not good for old people's teeth. I'm just telling you.
You're just
playing with fire.
You're just a little willy-nilly on your food takes.
I'm not.
You have no principles.
I have no principles.
You have no principles.
You know what your principle is? Yes.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm not sitting here denying it. Like, usually it's like you hose something
down.
Yeah,
but I don't eat.
And 2 seconds later, you're a connoisseur.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
On what? Ice cream?
Ice cream. Tacos.
Once every other month.
Coffee.
Coffee I only have here.
Yeah.
I don't.
What happened with your macchiato addiction?
No, that was short-lived.
It's short-lived, but it was point.
Huh?
Don't you got a Cali coffee also?
No, I used to. Yeah, but then I got the coffee here.
No, you have a fortress for your cream.
Huh?
You have a fortress for your cream.
That's not for me. That's so the cheap bastards in the building don't take it and drink it all up.
So you're talking about your fellow former NFL player.
Oh, no. I go over to his house and make him like the builders do. The bills do. Come on, buddy.
Anthony Chang just got me worried, Vlad, because I've forgotten how long it's been. But he just tweeted out, Heat's next test comes tomorrow against the Nuggets in Denver. The last regular season game that the Heat won in Denver, November 30th, 2016, when Hassan Whiteside totaled 25 points and 16 rebounds.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah, they did win that game too, though, Anthony. You know, remember? Dunkyard Dog. Different year, baby.
You lost 11 out of 12 to them, right?
Yeah, we lose to them a lot.
And the last seven?
Well, because normally it's always on the last.
It's always on getaway day or second night of a back-to-back.
Second night, yeah. Well, so it's on getaway day, but it's not on second game of back-to-back.
This is a bad getaway day because they play immediately Friday night and then Saturday. So they're playing three games in four nights.
We got Portland on Friday?
And then Charlotte?
Or is it Charlotte then Portland?
I think Charlotte then Portland.
And then we got the Cavs next week.
Yeah, you have a back-to-back with the Cavs. Like two games.
Hornets. Oh, group play. Oh, the Cup starts this weekend. NBA Cup. Very thrilling.
Oh, that's the ridiculous.
The ridiculous courts.
Yeah.
No.
How about if we win the NBA Cup, you give us back our pick? How about that? Ridiculous. Still sitting here. Unbelievable, these guys pull the wool over our eyes. Look at all the corruption that we have going on left and right. The gambling corruption, the Ponzi scheming alleged Clippers.
Is that Ponzi scheme?
I don't know what it was, dude, but there was something
fishy going on.
They're
suing. That's all I know. They want their money back.
I saw him there yesterday, though. You can't miss him. He sits under that basket. He's a maniac, that Steve Ballmer.
He has weird seats for an owner, right?
They all do.
Like in the end zone? Like in the one? Yeah.
That team made it like that.
He likes it like that.
He likes that. He likes the fans.
I know what you're saying, though. Mark Cuban used to sit like right on the bench.
They all do.
No, but I'm saying like him sitting on one side.
Yeah, it's a little
weird.
It's
weird, right?
By the bench.
Right.
Mickey sits at the scorer's table.
Right, but that's Dolan. Closer to the middle of the court.
Dolan sits not right by the bench.
Does he?
Even the bench. That's fine. You're by your guys.
Jordan used to sit on the bench. Jordan used to sit on the bench.
Oh, yeah, remember
he used to sit on the bench.
LeBron used to dunk and he gave him the stare while he dunked at him.
Oh, in Charlotte? Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
See, that don't bother Jordan. You know why? Because
he's getting $30 million to do one interview.
And he's got jaundice in the eyes.
Sitting there. Like, Tirico, same time next week.
Same time next week. All of that was done in one day. And they just,
we'll do it again?
They're just clipping it.
I know. It's crazy.
How long is this guy going to wear the same outfit for the next 7 months?
They couldn't get Michael Jordan to do a costume change.
I'm saying. He couldn't rock a different pair of J's. Like, I'm seeing him rock. And you could tell Tirico had to wear the sneakers that Jordan told him to wear. Like, you're not wearing this in this interview. Wear these.
Tonight, Michael Jordan addresses load management.
And he went crazy. I'm like, really?
Jordan made, like, he was able to get a basketball team, not do anything, stay quiet, sell a team, and get out.
Yep. Doing nothing but drafting intangibles. Drafted Frank the Tank.
Wasn't he responsible? No, he didn't draft Kwame Brown. That was Magic.
Nope. That was Jordan.
That was Jordan. Oh, okay.
Wizards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kwame.
Right now, Magic Johnson's got the – ever since he left that Lakers job, he's got the touch right now. Crazy. Anyway, that's our show, everybody. Leroy, go get some pumpkin spice, huh?
Nope.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.